Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Goodwin, the city editor for the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, it was Memorial Day yesterday, of course. Governor Cuomo paying tribute not only to veterans, but frontline workers who have been killed by COVID-19, and he talked about providing death benefits.
Yeah, that's right. The governor was at the Intrepid in Manhattan, the Navy ship museum, to talk about the idea of paying death benefits to the families of frontline workers in the state who died from COVID-19, and he asked the federal government to pay hazard pay to anyone who was involved in the fight to save lives during the pandemic. The governor said state and local pension funds would be used to pay the benefits for any public employee who worked in the state at the local, county, or state levels and died. Those covered include the families of public health workers, like medical care providers, police, fire, and emergency service workers who, the governor said, quote-unquote, showed up amid the crisis during the fear that they themselves could get sick and die. Many did. And he said the federal government should act in solidarity by ponying up hazard pay for the workers who went out to fight during the pandemic.
From there to a scourge that's affected the communities here in the capital region, and I know around our region in the Northeast, gun violence. And the pandemic has not helped in that regard.
No, that's true. A lot of the crimes of opportunity have diminished, but shootings have not here. And Albany's way ahead where it was last year. And Albany and Schenectady were both hit with shootings over the weekend, including one that left a man dead in Schenectady. That killing on Saturday was the city's second in 4 days and came as Mayor Gary McCarthy has repeatedly insisted he may be forced to lay off dozens of cops to stave off a budget catastrophe caused by the loss of revenue during the coronavirus shutdown. Others in the city council say they fear that the loss of cops will end years of decline in violent crimes. Shooting deaths have been a rarity in Schenectady, which has had like one or two homicides a year for the last several years. But the mayor says he's going to have little choice if a stalled federal bailout doesn't get passed and does not seem to have any traction in the Senate. So if he's going to cut jobs now, it's going to happen, I think. And in Albany, Mayor Sheehan has made similar, though more oblique, references to cutting public employee jobs. And Police Chief Eric Hawkins was on the street over the weekend to sound the alarm about increased shootings, including one that left a man with gunshot wounds in the torso Sunday.
He is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. You can read these stories and much more at timesunion.com. Mike, stay safe. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.